So our next speaker is actually Robin Hennessy, here for the Searing Choden, who was not able to make it. And she's going to be telling us about evaluating the classification of congenital syphilis investigations in New York City in 2012.
Good morning, and thank you for all being awake during this early hour and the last day of the conference. I am not Searing, but I think I'm moderately qualified to give her talk, so thank you for coming. So congenital syphilis, as we all know, occurs in infants whose mothers have untreated syphilis during pregnancy. It can have devastating effects, and it's something we want to prevent, and luckily congenital syphilis is quite preventable. CDC develops case definitions in order to promote consistent approach to case classification across reporting departments. And you can see on this slide, syphilitic stillbirth is relatively straightforward to classify, and the confirmed cases are relatively easy to classify. Unfortunately, probable cases are very, very difficult to classify if you've ever tried reading this case definition. In response, CDC developed a schematic in the 1980s to assist health departments with classifying these cases. We will refer to this as the old algorithm while moving through the rest of this presentation. There are several points where the old algorithm actually differs from the case definition. And the box circled in red is the place where true cases may have been missed. And the green circle notes where non-cases may have incorrectly been categorized as cases. In 2012, Louisiana did an investigation and reviewed their congenital syphilis investigations and found poor correspondence with the case definition in the old algorithm. And I think some of the authors of that study are actually in the room, so hopefully I don't say anything that's incorrect. Interpreting national CS surveillance may be complicated since the old algorithm and classifies cases differently than the case definition. While the case definition for congenital syphilis has not changed, in 2013, CDC developed a new algorithm for reporting probable cases, which aligns with the case definition. And as you can see, it allows for infants to be assessed independently from the mothers. So the objective of our study was to determine the impact of this new algorithm on classifications of 2012 cases and investigations in New York City. We used the same methods as the LA study, the Louisiana study. Our population was made up of infants born in 2012 with syphilis investigation and women with positive tests known to be pregnant during the study period. After deduplication and cleaning, we ended up with 166 investigations to review. And lucky for us, we had no confirmed or syphilitic stillbirths during this period, so all of these were reviewed with the eye towards probable cases. We evaluated each CS investigation in New York City during 2012 using the CDC case definition. We used the old algorithm, and then we used the new algorithm. We also reviewed the status with which New York City gave these cases, but that had already been done. And we used the case definition as the gold standard to calculate sensitivities and specificities of each of the case classifications. So we abstracted maternal and infant data using the same abstraction form as was used in the Louisiana evaluation. One reviewer classified all the cases using the three methods. Another reviewer, me, evaluated a small sample of those cases for quality assurance. And difficult cases were discussed and reviewed and came to a consensus by the group. So here are our results. The case definition gold standard classified 8 of the 166 investigations as reportable cases. When you look at the cases column under New York City classification, you can see that we only classified 4 of those cases and reported them to CDC appropriately. The old algorithm actually missed 1 case, but more importantly, overcounted and would have reported 62 of these investigations as cases. Luckily, the new algorithm aligned perfectly with the case definition. And here are the sensitivities and specificities using the CDC case definition as the gold standard. The old algorithm had sensitivity of about 87 and a specificity of 61. You can see the new algorithm aligned perfectly, 100%, and the New York City classification, as I mentioned, missed 50% of those cases, so that was bad sensitivity. The old algorithm overcounted only about 10% of the investigations that the old algorithm classified as cases were actually cases by case definition. It also undercounted 1 case that was missed. The child had abnormal long bone films. However, the mother was treated adequately, and the algorithm would not have made that a case. New York City apparently used the case definition during 2012. However, we missed 50% of those cases that met the definition. 2 of the infants had clinical evidence of CS. However, there was evidence of adequate maternal treatment, and perhaps that was why the case was missed. The 2 other infants, it's unclear. The mother did not have treatment, so we don't know why those cases were missed and not classified. Probably a human error somewhere. And then finally, some limitations to our study. We only used data that was in our surveillance system. We didn't access additional records, prenatal or delivery case records. Additionally, investigations that were not deemed to be cases by New York City were not nearly documented as well. And so it's unclear if some of the things that we noted were missing tests or if tests were negative or not done. And then finally, there were some pretty complex interpretations and discussions, and how we defined the cases may not be how you might define them or others might define them. So the old algorithm, many investigations were classified as cases, and New York City incorrectly identified 1/2 of ours, and the algorithm matched perfectly. So thank you. I do want to thank our staff at the in New York City STD, Anat, who is our congenital infections coordinator, Julie Schillinger, who allows us to do all of this work and explore it for you, and as well as the CDC and Louisiana study team who did this, actually. So thank you.